Well, I think that you no longer have, you know, a dominant presence of a superpower in that region. And so that means we're going to, the world is going to see a shift to a vie for the balance of power in that area. And you've been seeing this for the past few years now with Iran really, really going toe to toe with Saudi Arabia and a different proxy war throughout the region. And I think you're going to see that increase more and more with the United States slowly pulling out of different regions there. The United States has almost no troops left in Iraq now, no real presence in many of those areas. And what that means is that Russia is going to try to increase its presence. China is going to try to increase its presence in those areas. So you're going to really see a regional balance of power play out in the greater Middle East region, including North Africa and further to more the Asian continent as well.
Isn't it already happening because you have Russia and China reaching out to the Taliban because of shared borders and, as you mentioned, shared concerns? But you also have governments such as Ankara, you know, Turkey, reaching out to the Taliban because of their shared religion. And, you know, Turkey's also a NATO member.
Yeah, and you're going to see different sects of Islam as well in control of different countries. So we know that there are different types of Islamic beliefs and there are different countries associated with each side. And so you're going to see different alliances and allies form within that allegiance as well. And Russia and China are going to take advantage of those two groups vying for power in the Middle East. So we have been seeing this happen pretty much since the Arab Spring. But with the United States really trying to isolate itself and get out of that region, you're going to see both China and Russia become more aggressive, more assertive for their dominance in that region. And so it's too early to tell if Russia, for instance, is really going to try to make a play and you know, up the ante and become the hegemon of the region, or if it's just going to seek to keep playing, you know, Iran off of Saudi Arabia, for instance. You know, what are its long-term goals in that region remains yet to be seen.
Now, speaking about looking forward and what may be long-term in the region, what do you see as current security concerns for not only those who are in the area, but throughout the world now that the United States has removed itself from Afghanistan?
Well, I think you have to look at Hezbollah and see what it's going to do. You have to look at Iran as well, which is obviously controls Hezbollah, and see, is it going to make a play with any Israeli security situation? Look at cyberspace in the region. Is there going to be any, you know, cyber attacks from, let's say, Iran to Israel or Israel to Iran? Is Iran going to really increase its nuclear capabilities in the region? This is something that you have to look out for. So the United States is going to be out of the real check to Iran right now. So how is Russia going to play in this? Russia doesn't want another nuclear powered state either in the region, but are they going to allow it as kind of a play against the United States, or will they assert some type of normalcy based on a Russian controlled Middle East? And that's really the greatest threat to the United States right now is, will Russia fill the vacuum in this greater region, including Afghanistan, that the United States leaves completely by pulling out of Afghanistan?
One last question. As of yet, the Taliban have not announced what the formation of their new government will look like. Does that present any kind of security concerns?
Well, what it shows is that there's some kind of infighting in the Taliban, and one can assume that it's going to be between the more strict fundamentalists that really want to go to 1996 levels of implementing Sharia law, or whether there are some more moderate persons that want a more moderate interpretation of Sharia law in Afghanistan. And what is that going to buy them internationally? Because they need a lot of international relief. For instance, there was just a report released that, you know, they're in great fear of starvation in Afghanistan now. And they've been that way for a couple of years. And now with the United States withdrawn, it's even worse. What is the Taliban going to do to allow international aid to flow? And this is something that they're savvy enough to pay attention to as well in selecting their government.